The Fox and the Crane. It was long, long ago when the fox and the crane were close friends. One fine day, the fox invited the crane to the dinner with her and said to him, "Come, buddy, come, my dear, I'll teach you how to live." And so the crane came to the fox for the dinner party. The fox had cooked semolina for the dinner and smeared it over the plate. Then she served it and treated her guest. "Have yourself a tasty dinner, my dear good father. That was me who cooked it." The crane went pick pick with his beak, croaked and croaked, but couldn't pick even a bit of hair. The fox kept licking the cereal until she had eaten it all. When there's no cereal at all, the fox said, "Don't feel offended, buddy. There is nothing but to treat you, and thanks her own dear." The crane said, "Now it is your turn to visit me." Next day, the fox came, and the crane made Okroshka and poured into a tall pitcher with narrow neck and treated the fox. "Help yourself to taste the dinner, my dear good father. Honestly, there is nothing more to entertain you." The fox spinned around the pitcher and licked it in the sniffed it, but couldn't extract even the drop of the soup. Her heat wouldn't feed the pitcher at all. Meanwhile, the crane sucked the soup with his long bill. When everything had been eaten, he said to fox, "Don't feel offended, dear. There is nothing more to treat you." The fox got every angry as she grabbed beef up for the whole week along, so she left empty-handed. And that was it for that. So the fox and the crane hadn't been friends anymore since then.